Welcome to Midnight Slumber. I am your host, Zach Miller. Join me as we take a journey through the alternate realities that take place after midnight. The first of our three stories is, well, more on the frightful side. So sit back and enjoy the story titled Cave Spider. Dampness fills the air and the ground is soft below my feet. I can feel a cold rush of air across my body. Everything is black, yet I can feel something watching me. Sloshing through what I assume is mud, I try to find a wall or anything to get my bearings. Yet, I quickly realize there is nothing near me. I feel exposed in this cold. Wandering around without my sight and only hearing my own steps? It's terrifying. It feels like I've been here forever. The ground beneath my feet starts to get a little harder, and my hand finally feels a rough wall. I follow it in desperate hopes it will lead me out of this wretched place. A light slowly appears up ahead. It is too far off to reach anytime soon. It dangles, swaying back and forth as if someone was carrying it. I call out in hopes that someone is there, to which the light rushes towards me and stops. The bulb emitting this yellow light dangles above my head, revealing a dirty tunnel lying in front of me. No one is holding this light. I feel warmer now, my skin no longer feels cold and bare. An old plain gray shirt of mine clings to me. It's wet and weighed down by clumps of mud, jeans so dirty they look as if they were made from the mud. My boots are buried beneath the ground. I pull my legs up, breaking free of its grip. Up ahead is a giant set of concrete doors on the left. I trudge forward, being filled with joy and excitement, knowing I might be able to leave this place. As I come close to the doors, they seem to rapidly grow along with the rest of this cavernous tunnel. Standing next to them, they appear to be 10 stories tall. I am absolutely tiny in comparison. As I slowly turn the corner, all the while looking up at them, I am amazed at the height. What could have made these? I follow the concrete pillars all the way up to the ceiling. Inside this room is a giant black and yellow ball that just sits in the middle of all this. Behind this ball are tons of dirt and some sort of white silk. Wherever these doors led to are now buried deep under all of this debris. The excitement of escape is gone. Disappointment fills my heart. I need to find another way out. But this ball, it intrigues me. It looks to be made of a hard material, almost like steel, but without the shine. As I stare and approach it, the ball begins to move. I haven't touched it, and nothing in this room could move something this massive. Years worth of dirt sloshes off it. From each side, multiple legs begin to emerge. It stands. Bright red eyes flash open, staring back at me. I try to take a step back, but my body won't move. It has me in a trance, and I can feel its thoughts. It knows me. It wants to hunt me. Fear permeates my body. I remain motionless for what seems like a long few minutes. I can feel every part of my body trying its hardest to move, to flee from this place. The spider stares deep into my eyes, slowly pushing me forward with one of its sharp legs. I am within a few feet of it when finally, the terrifying adrenaline kicks in and it is freeing. This rush of energy allows me to move, break free of its hold. I roll away from its leg and dart out of the room. Rounding the corner and running faster than I ever have, I begin to glide across the ground. Spider is too big to fully stand, but it still chases after me. I could hear the impacts of its monstrous legs scurrying across the dirt. The ground shakes under each of its steps. I head down another tunnel, unaware of where I'm going, and only hoping I can find some sort of escape. The spider follows, trying to turn the corner, but crashes into the wall, causing a small cave-in. Falling dirt is enough to block the spider. But I know its thoughts. I know it will continue to hunt me because it created these tunnels and there is no way out.
Love. That's all I really have to say about this next one. It's more on the lighthearted side. So, here's Snowy Peaks.
The sun is slowly beginning to set, creating a beautiful pink and orange glow in the sky. The snow looks like small balls of cotton candy lightly falling to the ground. The view on top of this mountain is spectacular, and I am enjoying every bit of it in the warmth of my car. The bright blue birds outside are relaxing in their nests and chirping with joy. There are so many of them filling the tree, a concert hall would be competing to outsing them. Their symphony echoes throughout the mountain. And just like the birds, this view fills my heart with joy too. Smiling from ear to ear, I enjoy watching this sunset, not wanting this moment to end. But my eyes pan down. In front of my car, just beyond the hood, is a steep slope. An almost 90 degree roller coaster drop, which I'll have to drive down when it is time to leave. I shift my view to my beautiful brunette girlfriend. Her eyes are magnificent and sparkle with an unmatched brilliance in this light. She even has a glow to her which illuminates the inside of the car. We smile back at one another and she says,
"I love you."
Yeah, I pause too because of how weird that sounded. I tell her I love her too, in a "what the heck was that" manner. I slightly chuckle as what was just said, not because I don't love her, but because of how bizarre she said it. She continues to stare at me with a big smile, like nothing is wrong. And then she says, "You might want to hit the brakes since we are sliding backwards," which we weren't. Well, at least we weren't until I heard that loud crack. I immediately grab the steering wheel and put my foot on the brake as I can feel the car sliding backwards. Our view changes and I can see the birds watching us slowly slide away. I try slamming my foot down, turning the wheel in hopes it might get some grip. Any grip at all would be great. We can see mostly sky now. There are other mountains above us, floating in the air. We are now careening down this mountain, unable to see what is behind us, and I am filled with fear while my girlfriend is laughing, enjoying every moment of this. The car begins to tumble as we fall off our mountain, which apparently our mountain was floating in the air too. The other mountains pass us by as we flip end over end, spinning uncontrollably downwards, darkness approaching rapidly. The sunset sky is immediately swallowed by the black abyss. We are still falling, but no longer in the car. I can sense my girlfriend next to me, and I reach out for us to hold hands. She grabs mine as the air rushes past us. However, something is in the abyss watching us. And honestly, it has a comforting feel to it. Like everything's going to be okay. As she continues to laugh, I join in as we fall into eternity.
Our last story is an adventurous one. Pirates, mazes, and well, I guess I can leave a few surprises. It's titled Island Maze.
The warm wind rushes against my face. Standing on top of this boat, I look out, seeing only white, empty space. No water, no sky, no ground, just emptiness. The boat is waving a black flag with a red skull punched in the middle. I am on board a pirate ship, a beautifully ornate one at that. A little over the top in my opinion, but beautiful nonetheless. The whole boat is a mix of black, gold, and red. All the decking is made of dark stained wood that is complemented by the other complex gold workings that run throughout. The vessel seems to be steering itself as I can see no one else on board. Off in the distance, an island is rapidly approaching. In this emptiness, it seems the island is moving itself towards me. I no longer feel the wind on my face, and I see the flag is not moving. The island really is coming towards me. I hear doors fling open from above and below deck. Pirates rush out to take their stations. I don't know who they are, but I know we are fighting the same enemy, whoever that may be. As the island gets closer, another ship appears and it fires its cannons at us. The attacking ship looks very similar to ours, except it is lighter and nimbler. Colors are a mix of blue and green, but not in a beautiful or pretty way. It's sickly and rotten. Moss and slime hang from their boat. We fire back at them with our own cannons and pistols. Some of the cannon fire hits their ship, blowing holes right through it, revealing a black abyss inside. Their cannon fire hits us as well, slamming through the floor below me. More cannons and guns fire, creating a cloud of smoke so thick around us we can barely see. We come close enough to board each other's vessels. Ropes drop down for people to swing across. In the chaos, I realize we are almost at the shore. The island turns to face us, revealing a flat vertical maze dug into its side. I quickly memorize the layout, knowing that I am going to have to traverse through this massive space. I grab a metal chain hanging from the sails. The dock is just ahead of me, and I jump off the boat, swinging through the thick smoke. The chain snaps, and I am thrown into a ball like a hamster. It immediately closes and catapults me towards the maze. Entering the maze, my soul is thrown from my body, and I can see everything from bird's eye view. Behind me, the fighting continues. It is an all-out war. I watch myself try and navigate the concrete and sandy maze. Palm trees and foliage run rampant, blocking paths and views for myself. I shout, trying to tell myself where to go, but I cannot hear my own voice. I watch as I move up and down while constantly moving to the right, which is the only way out. The decisions that are being made are good. There is a major jump quickly approaching. There is nothing I can do to warn myself. I watch as I fall and tumble into a lair below. The impact partly shocks me back into my own body. Now, seeing from both perspectives, I can see the cavern is filled with bones. This sand isn't made from rock, but from the victims of whatever creature lives here. A giant skull carved into the middle of the back wall makes an ominous sound as it stares at me. It is a warning. I get up, sprinting inside this ball, trying to get the other side where the exit door is. Barreling out of the mouth of the skull comes a massive golden scorpion. It slams the spike on its tail down, cracking the ball open. Snapping its claws at me, I manage to dodge and roll under them. Jumping over logs and debris, the scorpion turns and rushes after me. I manage to make it through the door, but I have to stop. There's a vine-covered wall that stands in front of me. I quickly grab on and scurry my way up just as the scorpion slams into the doorway, shaking the maze. It can't fit its whole body through, but it shoves one of its claws in and snaps at my heels. I just barely pull myself up onto the ledge above as it pulls some of the vines down. Breathing heavily, I watch as the creature retracts back into its lair. There is a thick layer of dust on this ledge, and only my footprints show. I must be the first to make it this far. The ledge is only a few feet wide, and another wall of vines is hanging from the wall across from me. Stepping back as far as this little space allows, I leap into the air, clearing the gap and grabbing onto the lush green vines. Above me is a red light, flashing just beyond the next ledge. Climbing up a ways, I avoid the crumbling rocks and loose vines. There is one last ledge to jump to, and I go for it. I grab the ledge with ease, pulling myself up. I look upon the red orb floating in front of me. Just behind it is a wooden exit door along the path. Reaching out, I touch the orb, and it moves towards the wooden exit door and touches it. The door vanishes, revealing a portal to a dense, peaceful forest, and I head in. The air is cool and calm. Birds are singing with joy, and the sun warms me all over. Peace fills my soul as everything goes white. I've entered paradise. If you'd like to leave a comment, find out more about this show, or just say how much you hate spiders, check the links in the description. I'm your host, Zach Miller, and thanks for listening. Have a good midnight slumber.